Now, this is a good one.
Oh, yeah, that's a great song, man. It's sad that they can't stand each other, though. That's crazy.
It is a shame.
They made a lot of great music together, man, and they can't stand each other.
It's an iconic duo.
Yeah, it is. It is. There's a few more out there that you know, I've been going back and forth with friends on you know, social media and text messages.
I actually
there's a lot of meat on the bone,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, with one segment to go today's show, I think there's quite a few iconic duos that have not been taken.
So, well, I think this is an iconic duo because they're Hall and Oates, you know, Philly guys. Yep. But is Oates anything without Hall?
Oates was the guitar player, right? Because I always get them mixed up.
Daryl Hall's the blonde guy.
Daryl Hall was the blonde guy. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Oates was the guitar player.
Yeah, but like, you know, Hall could do it without Oates. I don't know, man.
Sometimes that magic, you can't replicate it with someone else.
No, because he didn't say.
You think you're going to throw someone else in there, same thing? I don't know.
No, I just mean like I think there are stronger duos because each part of the duo is playing a big role. Whereas this
you
one,
just don't
where
feel
it feels like
John Oates didn't do a
it feels
lot.
Like one's carrying the other. I'm just
so you're saying.
Seriously?
You're saying it's like Howie and Sirianni.
Sure.
there's
Montana and Rice type duos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But both are great.
Sure.
In their own respect.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Hall and Oates, you know?
Mm-hmm. Would you say Jalen and AJ are similar? Or is Jalen carrying the
duo? No, AJ is the Daryl Hall.
So, so that's what you're saying then? You're saying Jalen
Oates.
I mean, that's it. We might have to use that one. We start making nicknames.
Jalen Oates.
Yeah, Jalen Oates. All right, 215-592-9494. Iconic duos. And by the way, the prize we have on the line today is an incredible one. But bigger than that, if you win today, you are automatically qualified for our grand prize. We're doing this over the next couple weeks on the Midday Show. As Hugh has been saying, it's the biggest giveaway ever. In life, certainly
in life.
Life of the Midday Show. So grand prize winner, which if you win today, you're automatically entered for. It is the ultimate tailgate giveaway sponsored by Jack Daniels and Gerhard's Appliances. So here's what you get. A Jack Daniels Yeti cooler, cornhole set, and giant Jenga. Gerhard's smoker and a 55-inch TV. That is our grand prize winner. If you win today and all the rest of this week and next week, you win Jack Daniels rocks glasses, Jack Daniels
Those
water
glasses
bottle.
Those glasses are nice, too.
Of course they are.
Yeah, they're very nice.
Golf tee pack,
some
playing cards,
prizes.
Wood smoking chips, and a Tennessee whiskey clear tote bag. So it's all on the line here. Give us an iconic duo. We will get to the latest nonsense down in Dallas. First, back to the phone lines here. Tuan is in West Philly. Hey, Tuan.
Tuan.
Tuan?
Oh, the moment too big for Tuan. Moment too big.
I mean, come on.
Is Tuan a red light player? Tuan. All right, we found out Tuan's not a red light player. It happens.
Was too big for Tuan.
It happens.
It was too big for
let's
it.
Go to let's go to Mercy.
Tuan could be him or her.
Tuan could be whatever they want. Mercy in West Philly. What's up, Mercy? Mercy?
Oh, come
not
on, man.
Mercy. The Mercy's the moment too
Mercy!
Mercy!
I'm going to have to take the L on that one.
Oh, this is on Kyle.
This
is it. All right, you know what? Unfortunately, and this is really unfortunate. Because when this happens, I have to go to someone I could trust, right? That I know is going to be there. Well, now I got to go to Cowboy Jim. What's
what
up, Jim?
What have I done to deserve this? Joe, I implore you, do not take your kids to Vegas. It's expensive. It's crowded. It's like taking your kids and put them in the middle of an Eagles game. Okay? Don't do it. You don't gamble. So don't just take them on a cruise.
They'll have
don't
a ball, though, Joe. They will have a ball.
I kind of
no.
trust you on this one.
No.
But you're going to break bread,
I've been to Vegas
though.
Hundreds of times. I've been there hundreds of times. Do not take your kids there.
You're gonna break bread.
All right, it's under advisement, Jim. We'll see. We'll see.
And stop complaining about your 6-2 season. Okay, enough. You're 6-2.
Nobody's complaining. I'm just trying to add to the team. I'm trying
you
to
know
win
what?
A Super Bowl.
Shut up.
I mean, at least the team here wasn't dumb enough to make a trade when they're not even in contention, like your team.
All right, stop. Just let me get on my point here. Listen, I'm gonna make my prediction. Mm-hmm. Okay, even though Cooper Rush is 5-1 as a starter. You know, and we may actually have some defensive players come back. Ooh, maybe, because we've been out with four top defensive players for the month. Okay, we play the Falcons, the 49ers, the Lions, and Baltimore. And who are the tomato cans you play? Jacksonville, Cleveland, Cincinnati, and the Giants. Come on, give me a break. Okay, so, but this is my prediction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this will be the start of a great Cowboy future.
Oh, stop.
Cowboys will get blown out. Okay, the season is a wash. We get good draft picks, unload a bunch of players, Parsons, Lawrence, Diggs, Elliott. Get rid of that. Bring in some good, fresh players. Our future, it'll be our time.
the
Cowboys
absolute
for the next 4 or 5 years.
Oh, stop. This is the most coping I've heard on this station all day. Your team's in a bad way for years. All right, Jim, let's hear it. Iconic duo. Who you got?
Okay, these are not tryhards. They're superheroes. Batman and Robin.
Oh, darn it. That's a good one, Jim.
That is a good one.
But Jim's disqualified, right? Okay, good. Yeah, let's make sure.
I told him he wasn't, just so I could pull the rug out from underneath him.
Yeah, I mean, what's the ruling there? A really good answer from a Cowboy.
Yeah, screw him.
I just have
it's
to
Dallas
say
week.
It's Dallas week.
Dallas week.
I feel like we'd be fired if we give a prize to a Cowboys fan.
The combo con may have to come to a sudden end.
That's a strong one.
It's just upsetting that he gave that answer. That is an iconic duo.
Think about the implications here on this What If Wednesday. What if we gave it to Cowboy Jim? And he was selected as the grand prize winner.
And then he takes the tailgate stuff to a Cowboys game.
A disaster.
Be the worst.
We can't allow that to happen.
I think the three of us would go to prison. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I'd turn myself in.
Yes, I would surrender to the police.
Bad.
Yes.
That would be pretty bad.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Brandon's in Philly. What's up, Brandon?
Hey.
Hey, Brandon.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? What's going on?
What's going on, Brandon? What's going on?
What's up, buddy? What are you thinking?
Oh, man. So I'm not really too upset with the fact that Howie didn't make a move. I do think that we have a team that could be a possibly contender for the bowl. I'm a diehard Eagles fan, and we are trending in the right direction.
Well, they are trending in the right direction. I mean, Brandon, there's no question. 4 straight wins and their defense, which I think we've all realized now is a necessity around here. Everyone has realized that defense is a necessity. They're playing really well, Brandon. They really have turned the corner here.
Definitely, especially with the youngins and the acquisition that we did make. Have y'all seen the way Bond's been balling?
Oh, yeah.
Bond is everywhere. Everywhere. Everywhere.
And everything.
Coop. I mean, and you already know Mitch, my man Mitchell been the blanket. They're not targeting that side because of how he's been locking things down and on the back end. I'm actually confident with the team and where we stand right now, with the exception of Nick. But I'm a roll with the coach, man. I'm a roll with the coach. With the exception of some of the decisions that he's been making, I still feel like we have a chance. We have a chance.
They do.
The first part of being smart is knowing what to do.
Don't forget that one, Hugh.
We need coach quit talking so much.
Well, we need to make better decisions.
Hold on, Hugh. You talk about talking, because I had a couple real good dynamic duos, and I think during the cut you were saying, it was some iconic Phillies, and when Chuck Famontari came in, he took one of mine with Jazzy Jeff and Will, because that's an iconic duo.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna go somewhere else with mine. I'm gonna put mine out there. Shaq and Kobe.
It's a big one.
That's a good one.
That is a big one.
That's a good one.
In terms of NBA duos, and Brandon, it's a good phone call.
That's a good one.
Because the NBA always trends towards duos, right? Like, you've had some super teams where it's like 3 or 4 great players.
Yeah.
But for the most part in NBA history, it's duos. You know what else it is about Shaq and Kobe? Their names work together well.
Yeah.
It's just something about, it just flowed right out. Shaq and Kobe. They dominated together, great together. That's a good one.
That's a really good one. It's a really, really good one. I was thinking, you know, that was a great duo, but I was kind of surprised. There's some great Philly duos that there's a few more that I haven't heard.
Now, are these sports or non-sports?
Well, just duos. Like, it could be sports or non-sports. Mm-hmm. It's just duos. But I was just, you know, kind of surprised. Because we had Fresh Prince and Jazzy Jeff, DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Yep.
We had a few more. And we even had one that you suggested that people probably aren't even thinking about.
Yeah, I know. There's one that's it goes right with Philadelphia.
Not saying that would be the winner, but it's just funny because I think a lot of times when we think about these duos, people aren't really thinking outside the box a little bit. They're not really thinking outside the box a little bit.
What would be an outside the box one? Sirianni and a microphone?
Yeah, that's not dynamic though. It's probably detrimental.
I don't know.
Detrimental
some
duo.
Of the, that's yes.
No, I always have to preface it with this. I love Coach Sirianni. I like him a lot. I think he's done a hell of a job while he's here. But the problem that I had with Coach Sirianni is this. Full disclosure. He talks in that press conference like he's talking to friends. They're not your friends. They're not. You're trying to – I think you feel like the more information you give them, those media members, which I'm a part of, the more they're going to endear themselves to you. No, player. No. No, you better, hey, You need to take some notes from like a Bill Belichick or somebody.
I don't give a shit.
Less is more. The more when you start going down these paths, when you're talking about how you felt when Coach came to see you when you was hurting, all man, ain't nobody trying to hear all that.
Oh, you didn't like that? Was a good story.
No, I'm just saying. But Coach came to see him.
His leg was hurt. Then he tried to make the D2 team or something.
You're talking to folks that don't want to hear about the labor pains. They want to see the baby, man. Like, why did you do this? Coach, why'd you go for it on 4th and 2? Why'd you go for it? Why'd you do that? Why'd you go for a two-point conversion? They don't care about all that other stuff. They don't care about the labor pains. They just want to see the baby. Well, and you need to realize
he learned long talking from his favorite.
Show him the baby.
He learned long talking from his favorite talk show host.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I don't long talk all the time.
No,
but
sometimes
I do.
Yeah, we usually cut you off before it starts going that way. All right. Let's go to Larry in Philadelphia. But first, I have to remind everyone, this hour is sponsored by Popeyes. It's football season in Philly. So fly to Popeyes, fly and fill up on wings and 7 delicious flavors.
Somebody that works at Popeyes could bring us some chicken, can't they? A biscuit or something? Something.
No one's bringing you a single biscuit. I mean, that's a lot to make a trip here.
That is
here,
a lot.
I got you one biscuit, you.
It ain't easy to get here. It ain't easy.
Yeah, I mean, if they're going to get here, they might as well bring
a box, some pies, and some apple pies or something.
Oh, I could go for an apple
Kyle's
pie.
Kyle's always hungry. Putting it on Kyle.
Don't put this on me.
Wait a second. If we can get some apple pies in here.
Apple pies go hard.
It's a game changer. Yeah. Larry is in Philadelphia. Hey, Larry.
Hey, what's going on, Joe? Hey, Hugh, what's going on?
Hey, Larry.
I'm not upset with Howie, you know, not going out there. I gotta agree with you. You know, we paid these guys a lot of money. You know, it's their first year playing together. I think this season that they're playing in together, you know, after the bye, you know, they're kind of gelling somewhat, but it still needs room. There's still room for improvement.
Yes.
And I think that during this process of the remaining games, you know, we will actually see down the stretch, you know, with the defense and offense, you know, is really made of under the thumb of our new offensive defensive coordinators. Now, Nick Sirianni, what he has to do is shut his mouth, and we will succeed. Stop, you know, being that guy on the sideline. Well, stop trying to be that guy on the sideline who has to feel like if I don't contribute, you know, the team doesn't respect me or the team won't, you know, they won't have my back or whatever. But yeah, I think that down this stretch, these young guys, you know, are learning, you know, they're coming together as a unit, and we will be okay. I think this is the year that we will get to the Super Bowl. If not, we will get pretty far. You know, we'll be all right.
So they're going to be all right, Larry. Yeah, they've turned a corner, and I just think that they're going to give us a season. We'll find out how great they could be in, you know, the next 5, 6, 7 weeks. Larry, give us an iconic duo. Who you got?
I'm going to go with the Phillies. Larry Bowen and Mike Schmidt.
Larry Bowen Schmidt on the infield together.
That's not a bad one.
All right, Larry.
That's not a bad one.
Bowen Schmidt. Yeah, there's obviously been some great duos here in Philadelphia. Now I'm thinking of more sports duos in Philadelphia over the years. All right, Bowen
Schmidt.
Yeah, we got
what? Dr. J and Moses.
Great one.
That was a good one.
Of course it was.
Who else?
AI never really had the true running mates to put with.
Donovan and T.O. Somebody brought that up. Donovan and T.O.
That's a very good one.
Yeah.
Hugh Douglas and T.O.
That is not a good one.
No, I like that one.
That's not a good one. Yeah. Of course you would. You're petty. My pettiness is starting to wear off on you just a little bit, though.
Well, it's a funny one. I mean,
yeah, it's a little bit.
A little bit. All right, speaking of pettiness or funniness or nonsense, let's hear what's going on down in Dallas, because it sounds to me, as we listen to this, like maybe the players calling out the coaches and then the coaches calling out the players. Here's Mike Zimmer at his press conference yesterday, their defensive coordinator.
Eric Podell, CBS Sports. Mike, last week Trayvon said, you know, players are still getting adjusted or used to your scheme. When you see a play like the Mooney wheel route for a touchdown, what are your thoughts on where your personnel stands with their comfort with your scheme at this point in the season?
Again, you'd have to ask them that. I mean, it was man to man.
Aaron. So, Coach, the player said...
It was a man-to-man play. What you want me to do?
I mean, he basically...
What you want me to do?
He all but said the player stunk on the play.
That's on you, player. You was in a man-to-man situation. It was mano y mano.
I actually love Zimmer for that. What happened there? It's man-to-man. That's on Diggs. What are you going to do?
Just the state, because you can't see this when we just play the audio, but he's sort of just like, that's all I got on that. It was man to man.
I kind of like this era of football that we're in. Like, coaches throwing players under the bus, players throwing coaches under the bus.
We are 3 weeks away from the Cowboys totally throwing the towel in this season.
Oh, that is crazy. Hey, what did you want me to say? Hey, it was man to man play.
Go ask him. He can't cover. What do you want me to do about it?
You think we're going to get somebody to get gripped up this week?